The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming months, as reported from various sources. And want to say hello to everyone and hope that life is treating you well at this point. And best wishes for those who may not be in the best of condition these days. But we're doing something a little bit different. For the next couple of weeks, we'll be talking about things that are occurring this fall. Of course, if you're a regular listener, you know that most of the time I'm reading about things that are happening in, for example, I was reading during the month of June, obviously leading up through the end of July and maybe early August. Now it's going to be, for the next couple of weeks anyway, the big events that are happening during the fall. And we're going to start out. Downtown Raleigh will again take center stage in hosting this year's IBMA World of Bluegrass. Mark the dates if you haven't already. It's September 27th through October 1st. Even though the event is still about 3 months away, getting everything set for the end of September is a monumental task. The initial lineup of performers for shows at Red Hat Amphitheater have already been announced and include the infamous String Dusters, the Jerry Douglas Band, Peter Rowan Bluegrass Band, Sierra Hall, Balsam Range, Don Fleming's and Schultz Dreams, Della May, and Twisted Pine. IBMA Bluegrass Live, powered by PNC, is just one piece of World of Bluegrass, billed as the most important week in bluegrass. There's also the IBMA Business Conference, the IBMA Bluegrass Ramble Showcase Series, and the 33rd Annual IBMA Bluegrass Music Awards. IBMA Executive Director Pat Morris says the fan experience will be unmatched at this year's event, and we look forward to an exciting week of reuniting with old friends and hearing great music from award-winning artists to special collaborations with amazing guests. As in past years, events during IBMA World of Bluegrass will take place at the Raleigh Convention Center, the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Red Hat Amphitheater, and at various venues around town. IBMA's Bluegrass Live, powered by PNC, is the largest free urban bluegrass festival in the world. Pinecone, the Piedmont Council of Traditional Music, a Raleigh-based nonprofit that serves as the official local host and festival producer for IBMA's World of Bluegrass. The Bluegrass Ramble is the official showcase series and the premier platform for introducing talent and new material to the bluegrass community. Thousands of bluegrass fans will fill six venues throughout downtown Raleigh over 3 nights to catch the newest in bluegrass music. Now, the 33rd Annual Bluegrass Music Awards, set for September 29th at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Considered the biggest night on the bluegrass calendar, it features once-in-a-lifetime moments and outstanding performances by the best in bluegrass. Award winners last year include Billy Strings, Entertainer of the Year, Balsam Range, Song of the Year for Richest Man, Sister Sadie Vocal Group of the Year, and Appalachian Roadshow Instrumental Group of the Year and New Artist of the Year. IBMA's Bluegrass Live, powered by PNC, is the largest free urban bluegrass festival in the world. This event draws thousands of visitors to downtown Raleigh and pumps millions of dollars into the local economy. Last year's World of Bluegrass generated more than $5.7 million in direct economic impact within Wake County. All right, the IBMA World of Bluegrass coming up September 27th through October 1st. Also this fall, some fun entertainment coming up around the Triangle. For instance, the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. In October, the 11th through the 16th, it's Sister Act, a North Carolina theater production. Believe it or not, the movie version starring Whoopi Goldberg came out in 1992. The story goes, after witnessing a murder, a divine disco diva with the stage name Dolores Van Cartier is put into protective custody in the one place the cops are sure she won't be found, a convent with a crumbling choir. Through the power of sisterhood and song, the undercover songstress helps the nuns raise their voices while rediscovering her own. The blockbuster movie is remade for the stage in a sparkling, feel-good comedy featuring dazzling dance routines and songs inspired by Motown, gospel, soul, and disco. Only one problem: the notoriety of the choir jeopardizes her identity. That's Sister Act, October 11th through the 16th at Memorial Auditorium. Later that month, the 23rd, it's Weird Al Yankovic with his, you're ready for this, unfortunate return of the ridiculous, self-indulgent, ill-advised vanity tour. Almost 4 years after his first foray into unfamiliar concert territory with his highly acclaimed, ridiculously self-indulgent, ill-advised vanity tour, Weird Al Yankovic is pressing his luck again, this time with the one I mentioned before. The tour marks Weird Al's long-anticipated return to the concert stage after his hugely successful Strings Attached tour in 2019, where he performed each night alongside a full symphony orchestra. Once again, drawing from his back catalog of 14 studio albums, Weird Al promises to deliver a different set list every night, with no two shows the same. As before, rather than focusing on the hits from his career, the show will feature Yankovic's non-parody material, the somewhat more obscure passages and original songs that have largely escaped the pop culture radar, but are adored by his longtime fans. And like the last vanity tour, he is leaving behind the high-octane theatrics that he's known for and going bare bones. No costumes, no props, no video screens, just Al and his band of almost four decades in smaller, more intimate venues, hanging out on stage and playing music. By the way, Weird Al is the biggest-selling comedy recording artist of all time. A five-time Grammy winner, his 2014 release, Mandatory Fun, was the first comedy album in history to debut at number one on Billboard's Top 200. He is one of only five artists to have had top 40 singles in each of the last four decades, the other four being Michael Jackson, Madonna, U2, and Kenny G. All right, and this is all at Maymandy Concert Hall. Weird Al Yankovic's appearance is, October 23rd. And here's the name of it once again. The Ridiculously Self-Indulgent Ill-Advised Vanity Tour. Ill-Advised Vanity Tour should be a lot of fun. Moving on to November the 4th through the 13th, it's Steel Magnolias. This is a North Carolina theater production. Laughter Through Tears is my favorite emotion. Set in the fictional Louisiana parish of Chincapin, the women who regularly gather in Truvy's beauty parlor are, as the title suggests, as delicate as magnolias, but as tough as steel. Filled with hilarious repartee and verbal lacerations, the play deepens when the spunky Shelby, who is a diabetic, contradicts her doctor's advice and risks pregnancy. Based on true family events of the playwright Robert Harling, the play exemplifies the universal and unconditional strengths of sisterhood, resilience, and love. Steel Magnolias, the movie, hit the big screen in 1989. The dramedy included a number of Hollywood heavy hitters, starting with Sally Field, Dolly Parton, Shirley MacLaine, Daryl Hannah, Olympia Dukakis, and Julia Roberts. It's about the bond of a group of women who share in a small town southern community, and how they cope with the death of one of their own. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Then, next spring, Dream Girls from North Carolina Theater, February 7th through the 12th. In April, it's Porgy and Bess, North Carolina Opera and Opera Carolina. Late April and early May, The Color Purple from the North Carolina Theater. All right, taking a look at what's coming up this fall at DPAC. Some biggies also on the schedule. Early August, Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. All Rise for Academy Award winner Aaron Sorkin's adaptation of Harper Lee's Pulitzer Prize-winning masterwork. The New York Times critic's pick To Kill a Mockingbird is the most successful American play in Broadway history. It has not played to a single empty seat. And that's from 60 Minutes. New York Magazine calls it a real phenomenon. Majestic and incandescent, it's filled with breadth and nuance and soul. The Chicago Tribune calls it the greatest novel of all time, and NPR says it has quickly become one of the greatest plays in history. Of course, it was published in 1960 and was instantly successful. In the U.S., it is widely read in high schools and middle schools. To Kill a Mockingbird has become a classic of modern American literature, winning the Pulitzer Prize. Despite dealing with the serious issues of rape and racial inequality, the novel is renowned for its warmth and humor. Atticus Finch, the narrator's father, has served as a moral hero for many readers and as a model of integrity for lawyers. The primary themes of To Kill a Mockingbird involve racial injustice and the destruction of innocence. Scholars have noted that Lee also addresses issues of class, courage, compassion, and gender roles in the Deep South. The book is widely taught in schools in the United States with lessons that emphasize tolerance and decry prejudice. From mid-September through the 2nd of October, you can catch Frozen from the producer of The Lion King and Aladdin. Frozen, the Tony-nominated Best Musical, is now on tour across North America. And the critics rave. It's simply magical, that from the L.A. Daily News, heralded by the New Yorker as thrilling and genuinely moving. Frozen features the songs you know and love from the Oscar-winning film, plus an expanded score with a dozen new numbers. An unforgettable theatrical experience filled with sensational special effects, stunning sets and costumes, and powerhouse performances. Frozen is everything you want in a musical. It's moving, it's spectacular, and above all, it is pure Broadway joy. Frozen is a musical based on the 2013 film of the same name. The story centers on the relationship between two sisters who are princesses, Elsa and Anna. Elsa has magical powers to freeze objects and people, which she does not know how to control. After inheriting the throne, Elsa flees, inadvertently causes the kingdom become frozen in an eternal winter, and nearly kills her sister. She must sacrifice and show true love to save the day. And that's Frozen mid-September through the 2nd of October. Okay. Funny guys Steve Martin and Martin Short take over the Deepak stage on Sunday, October 16th. Steve Martin and Martin Short, You Won't Believe What They Look Like Today, is a show that redefines the form in unexpected and profound ways from two of the funniest, most influential, and acclaimed talents of the past century. Their humor is often subversive, but it is always a joyous, self-deprecating romp from two comedy masters driven to make each other laugh as much as the audience. The jokes come at you at a rapid-fire pace with little setup and big punchlines as they mock Hollywood and the fickle nature of celebrity. But the comedy truly soars when they lovingly and relentlessly roast each other. Martin and Short's chemistry and timing on stage reflects a friendship forged over three decades, which developed when they met for the first time on the set of the 1986 film, The Three Amigos. These two titans of comedy have been touring since 2015 when they launched their first live show entitled A Very Stupid Conversation. That's Sunday, October 16th, Steve Martin and Martin Short. Later this year at Deepak, Annie, Straight No Chaser, Hairspray, and Elf, the musical. That's all at Deepak this fall. And the shows at Carolina Theater this fall, September 4th, Crowded Houses. Dreamers are waiting for North American tour. The band's first incarnation lasted from 1985 through 1995 with four studio albums and enjoyed much success worldwide, becoming particularly beloved for their freewheeling and interactive live shows. This lineup said farewell to the world on the steps of the Sydney Opera House in 1996 with a now legendary performance in front of 150,000 people. Okay, September 8th, Carolina Theater. Croce Plays Croce, 50th anniversary. A special night of music with A.J. Croce, featuring a complete set of classics by his late father, Jim Croce, some of his own tunes and songs that influenced both him and his father. This special event features such timeless songs as Operator, You Don't Mess Around with Jim, and Time in a Bottle, which was a song written for A.J. September 28, Billy Bragg, USA and Canada Tour 2022. It was 37 years ago when the Saturday boy from Essex, who had become the UK's foremost political singer-songwriter, released his first record, Life's a Riot with Spy versus Spy. It contained seven songs honed live, bashed out on a punk rock electric guitar, and wrapped in a utilitarian single-color sleeve. September 29th, Sibling Rivalry Tour. This sibling rivalry has reached a new dimension in a multimedia extravaganza that takes us through the television tubes on a quest to settle the ultimate dispute. Sit back, relax, and don't touch that remote, because this is a battle royale of lip syncs, costume changes, and low blows you do not want to miss. Are you Team Bob or Team Monet? Get your tickets now and tune in to the in-person pay-per-view event of the year. September 30th at Carolina Theater, Ninja Sex Party. Up close and personal tour. After 3 years of not touring for some reason, Ninja Sex Party is back with an all-acoustic show. With the help of the Super Guitar Bros and producer Jim Roach, Danny and Brian are doing their first ever live acoustic tour featuring your favorite NSP songs, plus some amazing yet somehow totally believable new surprises. NSP is one of the most popular comedy bands of all time. Okay, October 13th, Here Come the Mummies, the Pyramid Scream Tour. This is an eight-piece funk rock band of 5,000-year-old Egyptian mummies with a one-track mind. Some say they were cursed after deflowering a great pharaoh's daughter. Others claim they are reincarnated Grammy-winning studio musicians. Regardless, Here Come the Mummies, mysterious personas, cunning songcraft, and unrelenting live show will bend your brain and melt your face. October 19th at Carolina Theater, Joe Satriani, Earth Tour. The guitarist challenged himself to create a new standard for instrumental guitar albums to be measured against, one which would work from a new platform of his own design, as he terms it. I want to show people that the instrumental guitar album can contain far more complexity of creative elements than I think people are using right now. By the way, for Joe Satriani, there is a VIP pre-show Q&A package. Okay, October 23rd, rumors of Fleetwood Mac. Possibly the world's finest Fleetwood Mac tribute band, channeling the spirit of Fleetwood Mac at their very best, Rumors of Fleetwood Mac offers a unique opportunity for fans, both old and new, to rediscover the songs and performances that have ensured Fleetwood Mac's place as one of the most loved groups of all time. October 24, Josh Gates Live. Join explorer, author, and intrepid investigator Josh Gates from Discovery Channel's smash hit series Expedition Unknown and Sci-Fi's Destination Truth for a spectacular evening of adventure. Josh will share lore and legends from his most spine-tingling expeditions. That's what's coming up this fall at Carolina Theater. Another biggie event for fall, of course, fall wouldn't be fall without the NC State Fair. The event this year starts October 13th and runs through October 23rd, with tons of stuff planned each and every day. VisitRaleigh.com calls the NC State Fair a first-class, family-oriented entertainment and educational event occurring each October in Raleigh. Our fair is the largest event in the state of North Carolina and the largest 10-day agricultural event in the nation, annually drawing about 1 million visitors. That's a lot. The fair is all about seeking out and showcasing the finest of North Carolina, whether that be in a horse show, livestock show, culinary, handcraft, or art competition, or with the Homegrown Music Fest concert series. The State Fair is a way to celebrate everything that is uniquely North Carolina. The State Fair has lots and lots of livestock. In fact, more than 60 different animals are on display each year. There's dairy cattle, beef cattle, sheep, goats, swine, turkeys, chickens, and rabbits, to name a few. There are a number of youth livestock shows, including the NC State Fair Junior Livestock Educational Scholarships. The scholarship program looks at a youth's involvement in NC State Fair livestock shows, academic achievement, an essay, and their overall resume. The scholarship program provides a unique opportunity for youth to be rewarded for both showing livestock and doing well in school. With the increasing price tag of college, this scholarship eases a massive burden for these young people and their families. Another important part of the fair, horses. Featured events, the NC State Fair Horse Show and the Hunter Jumper Show. Other categories at the NC State Fair: Family and Consumer Sciences, 4-H competitions, the Folk Festival, Department of Labor Apprentice Contest, Horseshoe Pitching Contest, Handicrafts and Hobbies, and, of course, the good old Essay Contest. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.